Blog Talk Radio.
So that's what we do. We bi-yearly in person, but for the most part,
And he definitely blew my mind in terms of how he chose to do so. We just recently started partnering with a ministry in Pakistan.
Yes.
So, getting ready to, in 2023, launch a repair center in Pakistan. We'll be fellowshipping, have a missions ministry there. And then we'll be also looking into some other countries where we can serve while we're still serving here.
Yes.
So I'm excited about what the Lord is doing and how the Lord has called us as a kingdom, as a group of kingdom builders and believers to do the work.
And you know what? I love that because you was really little at the time when the guy from Pakistan came from the church where John is still now, Pastor John is, and I am a former member from there, from Ready St. Matthew, when the guy from Pakistan came and how we were supposed to go to his country, you know, on a mission trip. And that didn't happen, but how you were on that same page where you were going as well. But look how years later, your heart's desire was to do ministry in Pakistan, and that's where God is sending you. I think that is so amazing. If you just wait on the Lord, what? I'm telling you, things will come to pass. But isn't it amazing how you were so little and how you were going to be a part of that mission trip as well? And then now, years later, you have an opportunity to go now that you're grown and you can do things on your own. Isn't that amazing? Oh, wow.
And we always say at Repair that if God does nothing else, God will spin the block for us. If he has, it doesn't matter how far you've fallen, doesn't matter how much time you've been out of the game, that when you're really calling, God's hand's really on you, he will spin no matter what the traffic is.
Yes.
You don't ruffle the traffic, and maybe somebody parks in the middle of the street, but God will spin the block. Many times it's easy just to get you into your purpose.
Yeah. Wow. That is so amazing. I'm so proud of you. And tell them how they can find you.
So you can find us on Instagram, Repair Center Virtual, and then that's on IG, Repair Center Virtual, and then you can find us on Facebook at Repair Center Ministries. Those are the sites, and we're streaming live tonight at 9:30 and every other Tuesday. And also, one for any women who are interested in the month of May, we're going to be hosting our very first women's season.
Yeah.
And we're excited about WWW Women Warring and Worship.
Yes, I've seen your lineup. Beautiful.
I'm excited about the very first, which is my sister.
Yes.
So I'm excited about what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's proof that when the Lord calls you, that ministry is a family business.
Yes.
It's not isolated from. Really does show that ministry is a family business.
Yeah.
That it is true that if you train up a child in the way that they should go, even when they get out, that the Lord has a way of turning their hearts.
Yeah.
To ensure that they in alignment with His purpose is for the family, the whole system.
The
goodness are literally manifesting. We're manifesting years of prophecy over our bloodline.
Yes. Yes, good morning. Yes.
We're in ministry. And it's not just one generation. Now we've been great our children.
Yes.
So my mother and now our children come along, gain the time, and repair those breaches.
Yes.
So we just fill our assignments.
Yes, I'm telling you. Dana is a fireball. I said, Dana. Girl, when is your license over? She's talking about, I don't need a title. No. But she is doing the work. You hear me? Of an evangelist without a title, and I just love it. And those are the people who don't want no title. Boy, let me tell you, they be so on fire for the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Because it's their passion. Not the title, but it's their passion. And she divides the word of truth, just like you and your brother, which is my pastor. Pastor Dawson was good. God is so good. So we're going to go into our text, which is Nehemiah. Chapter 2, and the word of the Lord reads, in the month of Nisan, the 20th year of King Xerxes, when wine was brought to him, I took the wine and gave it to the king. I had not been sad in his presence before. of heart. Oh, okay. Let me keep reading. I know, I didn't got all hyped up. Oh, my God. So he says, I was very much afraid. So in this portion of scripture, you're talking about, you guys, talking about Nehemiah. Just talking about, because the topic on today is stepping out. And how, you know, King Xerxes, he served idol gods. He was not serving the same God of Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham, which Nehemiah was serving. And then what happened is in Nehemiah 1, just like a brief synopsis of that, some of his fellow men who was in exile at the time, but they were set free, and they came to him and told him about the wall that was burned down in Jerusalem. Now, the temple was built years ago from Zerubbabel. That was his job. But Nehemiah's job was to build the gate years later. And he was so sad at heart, and his passion because of the wall, which meant so much to him, that was around the temple, to guard the temple. He was so upset, and God, he just had a passion about him. So when he found out the news, first he prayed. And let me tell you, in the book of Nehemiah, that's all Nehemiah did was pray. He didn't have to go no southwest corner to pray. He stood right there and prayed before the king within himself. That's what I love about him. But when it said he was very much afraid, and because you serving another God other than me, And your job is to make sure that nobody is poisoning me with this wine you holding. And you're being sad. But look at King Xerxes and ask him what was wrong. You wanted to say something about that, John?
And so what we see in that passage, we see the prophetic shift of our time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that God is creating dynamics where he's taking those who we've once seen as poisonous to our purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the people that he's using to push us forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because in terms of the national issues, mm-hmm. the cultural issues,
mm-hmm.
King Xerxes has no reason, no real logical reason to honor any request of Nehemiah.
Oof. Yeah.
Nehemiah is a servant.
Yes.
But because of how Nehemiah served,
mm-hmm.
In the face of criticism,
mm-hmm.
in the face of what would be natural bias,
mm-hmm.
what would be racist,
mm-hmm.
Because of how he serves in the face of adversity, he's given ear and opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that the Lord's been ministering to me about, is that what I'm doing for my people now,
yeah.
who are praying,
mm-hmm.
who are faithful, who are
mm-hmm.
consistent, I'm giving them ear and opportunity.
Yes, yeah. yes.
I'm not just giving you stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff runs out, but if I give you influence with the persons and the people, you'll have their ear, and if you have their ear, they'll create opportunities for you to build something.
Yeah.
They'll create opportunities. And you know this, when
mm-hmm.
sometimes
mm-hmm.
Resources get limited.
Yes.
But if your favor is intact, even
Oof.
If your resources are limited, God will still pour out and fill both you and those he's called you to
yes.
because of your commitment.
Yes, yes. Yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. And one thing also stood out for me is that when God called you to do something, and you got to go before those leaders, or you got to go before the owner of the company who you're still working for, you got to tell them. And sometimes when we take a leave of absence, when our children are sick, we be like, oh, my God, I don't even want to tell my boss. My boss is going to get upset. But his life was on the line, because your job is to take care of the king. And that's why he was so afraid, because he said, this man could take my life right here, when I told him the real reason why I got to take a leave of absence from the job. But just like you said, when you have favor and what God has given them an heir, oh, my God, let me tell you, I'm just so blessed by Nehemiah, because even though he was so afraid, he still moved past it, because his passion exceeded all his emotions. And then he trusted God, that God was going to be with him when I do tell the king, even though I'm afraid, my natural man is afraid, but my faith is going to take me where I believe that when I tell him, I'll be released from this job just for a little while till I do what God has called me to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what? I want to know something, because I really do feel like there is even release happening in this conversation for
yeah.
somebody who's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us
mm-hmm.
are afraid
mm-hmm.
to ask your question.
Yes.
Because we don't mm-hmm. in what we put into the system.
Yeah.
And so think about it in terms of this. Nehemiah asked, when he goes to his other seat,
mm-hmm.
he begins, I said this to you earlier, he begins by saying, if I have found favor,
if
that clause is so important in this passage, because praise me before the people. And before the people, you said, I am this. Your
Yes, 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 yes.
But let me be open to not being, I'm not going to move you right now because you haven't simmered enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
You won't be a good taste to those whose vows I'm bringing you, I want to take you to right now because you haven't simmered enough.
Mm-hmm.
The season have not stirred up in the pot enough.
Mm-hmm.
The meat hasn't put down enough. The onions and the peppers haven't simmered down enough for the gumbo to be good.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I gotta sit you somewhere. I gotta let you back. I gotta grow you up.
Yeah. Isn't that something? And no, that's, it's just like Taurus. I wrote it out in 2007, and I introduced it, but it got pushed out. So when God called me back to it 7 years later, which is in 2014, that's when he wanted me to launch it because he gave me another time. Now, it could have been, you know, some things that he had to get me together with, and it also taught me and made me stronger in terms of being a leader, you know, because those times when you get hit with those blows, because I was hurt because I couldn't launch it when I thought it should have been launched when God gave it to me. But it ain't over till God says that it's over, and I was angry. And my mother said, you know, you can't be angry at people because sometimes God closes doors. So when he's ready for that thing to open, and then, you know what I'm saying, but everything just made so much sense in 2014. When God, I heard him speak to me right in service and said, I want you on the radio on Wednesday, which was New Year's Eve day. And I'm like, and then he told me, and then the following week, you'll start to do your show on a Tuesday. I'm like, but I mean, that loud and clear. So I went back to my journal. That's why it's good to journal. I went back to my journal, and he wrote, everything was already written out. You know, Luke Builder came over and did all my graphic designs. So I'm just saying, it's just so crazy because, and I commend you for saying that at that time you wasn't ready because God worked out some things within you, you know. And it's good to be transparent because when you're transparent and you can speak on those things and confess those things, God just moves like he just threw a whole new shift in you. You know what I'm saying? So the timing is everything, but you couldn't tell me why it was just like when you said about Nehemiah, King Xerxes could have told him no at that time. So what would he have done? And then when you use the example of David, the key was David never stopped the work. And even though it was a no for him right then to be king, he still was doing the work, you know, in his place, in his rightful place, not overstepping Saul, but in his rightful place doing the work. And sometimes when God gives us a no, we don't step out. Not God may give us a no because it's not time, and somebody else may give you a no because they feel like no, not because it ain't your time, but no because just no of that Saul and a Nebuchadnezzar type spirit. And then what do we do with that? I still did the work for Hope Victorious. You still did the work in a different way for the repair center.
And that is key.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said to me some years ago, and correct me if I actually was in, I was in a meeting, gathering, worshiping,
mm-hmm.
and I finished ministering, I finished preaching, and the Spirit moves, and it just goes to show you how many of us are in church, but we're not spirit led.
Yeah.
And as I was leaving, a pastor will remain nameless.
Yeah.
Because he's the front of the ministry.
Sure.
He said, I can't see you pastoring anybody.
Mm.
You know, he said, you know, you might be a great preacher. You know, he said, I can see you going all the way around the world preaching, but I can't see you pastoring anybody. And so for 5 or 6 years, I wrestled with this idea. Hey, you know what? Maybe you heard God wrong. And I want to say this to somebody who's listening.
Yeah.
You have to be careful what you listen to when you're in burden.
Woo! Yes.
When you're in, even further, you have to be careful what you're listening to when you and God are consummating your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You're preparing in the seed that a purpose is starting to journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you listen to is the same in the natural, same in the spirit. What you listen to has a way of impacting your seed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for 5 years, I was unable to unlock and unearth a call on my
God. Yes.
They could never see me doing that work.
Mm.
So long before I was ever launching out, I already killed a vision that God had been birthing in me from the day they let me out of the prison. And so now here I am, constantly trying to figure out why you keep hitting these bumps, why you keep in this, why you keep going back.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit had to show me something last year. You let somebody talk you out of what I called you to because of that natural perspective.
Yeah.
But what I called you before the foundations of the world.
Yeah.
Who you were.
Say so.
What you were experiencing. And if you let somebody talk you off the wall. And today I'm telling you, watch what you listen to when you're in the season of both germination and bursting.
Yes, yes, yes.
Be manipulated off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Served well, and God is the witness of how you serve.
Yeah.
God, promotion comes from God, God alone. Now, this place where I am now, when the Lord has blessed me to be able to take leaders who wrestled with how to fulfill their assignment in their lives.
Yeah.
And still serve and help purchase. And that was the birth. We needed to create dynamics where persons could serve under their pastors and develop their gifts and get everything that they need.
Love it, because in life, when you know we have a passion, like Nehemiah have a passion, we get so afraid, or maybe somebody came to try to destroy what God has given to us, and then we start looking at things a different way. But look at God's grace and mercy, John, that you was able to see it and be like, wait a minute, hold on, wait, because it was that burning desire on the inside of you, and it wasn't going to let it go. It wasn't going to let you go, even though we tried to dismiss it, seeing what, like Jacob was wrestling. That thing was wrestling with you, like, mm-mm, you got to revisit this thing. You got to revisit it. Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing about purpose is Repair Center initiated with a conversation between six people.
Okay.
We met for prayer every morning at 6 a.m.
Okay.
And many of us were, many of them were wrestling in different ways in terms of ministry and how to develop it. And I had grown to the place where I learned the balance of serving at my home church while still, you know, doing my pastor released me to do evangelism.
Yes.
And for 3 years in terms of the preaching ministry, I began to blossom. I started to blossom after going through some real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was going through a public divorce, and I had been I had because of my own infidel slave, that relationship was tarnished because I not learned how to manage manhood. I only learned how to manage malehood. And many of us manage malehood as men, but we don't know how to manage manhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because malehood says to me that if it's available to me, then I can consume it.
Yes, yes.
Paul says, I can consume whatever I want, but not everything is good. Mm-hmm. To understand the mature way I should approach things because of who God called me to be as a man.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm doing ministry now, and I'm hurting, and I'm wrestling, and I'm having to close my eyes so that I can. So what people don't think is they'll still take your gift.
Yeah.
Even though your lifestyle is not this mess.
Okay.
And the Lord again had to pull me out and had to sit down and deal with me.
Mm-hmm.
With me that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was going to mental breakdown.
Okay.
Then,
okay.
But I was going to mental, and it wasn't a mental breakdown. It was the Lord breaking my flesh.
Woof. Yes.
Breaking that iniquitous mindset so that I could purify your lips and purify your heart and purify your mind that you can be both effective in what I called you to.
Mm-hmm.
So having gone through those things, I was prepared to receive ministers who were training and associate ministers who were wrestling with how do I balance how they called to this and I'm serving under this and I'm wrestling with it. And so now that dichotomy of affliction that we deal with as young adult leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up to somebody who I may see as my peer or who may not understand me, and I don't understand what I'm called to.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, I got all these feelings in my body that don't match up with the call that's on my life, and I'm constantly battling between the three. And what needed to happen was these persons in this group, we needed to understand what's the balance. Your fleshly desires are not going to just meet.
Yeah.
Because they're legitimate desires that God gives you in your humanity.
Mm-hmm.
But what has to happen is I have to create a network, a team of accountability that holds me responsible to who I say I am called to be. And if nothing else, I say this wholeheartedly. In terms of the Repair Center core group, they hold me to a level of accountability that no friend has ever. They hold me to a level of accountability that no one else in the world has ever held.
Wow.
They make me responsible to being Esther John all the time, whether I like it or whether I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I'm angry or whether I'm happy, whether I'm up or down. And so with that level of accountability,
it starts to breed
reciprocation.
Mm-hmm.
Because since you hold me here, now I'm required to hold you here.
Mm-hmm.
And so in terms of the Repair Center as a culture and as a ministry, it is not your traditional have these missions here, we have this area, we have that thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, the structure of it is designed to create, again, truthfulness.
Yes.
Because we that worship that must worship them in spirit and
mm-hmm.
in truth.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be honest
mm-hmm.
with God about who you are, what you are, what you wrestle with. He knows already, but
mm-hmm.
he is the offering of
mm-hmm.
this. Is your sacrifice.
Yes.
And then it has to be done in love, because
mm-hmm.
anything that you do, anytime you correct a person without love, it's only abuse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now what we do is we create a culture that allows
mm-hmm.
people to come and to be honest about where they struggle, what they struggle with, and that you don't have to join, you ain't gotta walk down the aisle, you don't have to give.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just somebody to love me in my truth. And then while they're loving me in my truth, I need somebody to help me advance further so I can be at my best.
Mm. Isn't that something? I love it. And you know, I'm thinking about Nehemiah, which drops in my spirit, is that when he said that he was afraid of what the king was going to say, but he wasn't afraid in doing the task that God has given to him. And isn't that something, how we more afraid of the leader above us saying what we want to do than just stepping out and doing what God has called us to do? That is just so, God just dropped it in my spirit. Like, when he was afraid, he wasn't afraid to do the mission that God has given to him. He was afraid to ask the king, who was his boss at the time, can I leave, or did I find favor, and can you give me resources? But not afraid of the passion and the gift and the work God has given to him, but afraid of the leader.
Yeah.
And sometimes we are so afraid of asking for resources, going to the bank, asking for the loan, but we not afraid of doing the work, but afraid of what's going to come out of the paperwork when we submit it and have and need money for the building that we're going to purchase. It's just so crazy. Yeah.
But this is a season,
yeah, go ahead. We can rest. Hop off. Uh-huh.
God is calling us not to just live in momentum, but to live in motion.
Yeah.
And for wherever you are in your life,
mm-hmm.
wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
Momentum is only the potential for force.
Mm-hmm.
It deals with the idea of how, what you will use to get to a point and how.
Yeah.
Motion is you actually striking.
Mm-hmm.
And too many of us are content now with living in momentum. We live
mm-hmm.
in the possibilities of what we can be.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the hope of what we are.
Mm-hmm.
God is trying to move us from our hope to our end.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, if you knew the story behind John Goodman, some people know, some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew the story behind Pastor Goodman
mm-hmm.
and how and what it took for me to get to this place. It is the overarching theme is just one thing.
Uh-huh.
You've got to believe even when you don't see.
Wow. Yeah.
Even when you don't see, and even when you are made to feel like garbage because of a process, because God's process.
Yeah.
Don't allow yourself to become so overwhelmed and so succumbed
uh-huh.
in where you fail that you can get up and go to what God called you to.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't begin it.
Thank you so much.
He really does want to
repair
you.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too. I know you gotta go. Thank you so much for coming on. Yes. Thank you so much. So God bless you and your ministry, the Repair Center. You can catch them tonight if you go to the Repair Center. So you'll get the Zoom link so you can go on and join them tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So God bless him. So you guys, so y'all stuck with me for another 10 minutes, amen? But I want to say to you all on today, be encouraged. And just like John was talking about, people who may not know his story, don't allow things that happen to you in life keep you from moving forward what God has for you on today. Don't allow those trials and tribulations that you have gone through actually dictate your future. and actually keep you from propelling where God wants you to go. Because do the work. It doesn't matter what people say about you or how they knew your life and the things that you went through, the things that I have gone through. I mean, a toxic and abusive relationship, and I could have very well said, no, I can't minister to other people because look at me. Look how my life was. Okay, but guess what? God used those same things so I can help another person out, so I can minister to somebody else. So don't beat yourself up so much and feel like people don't know my life and they knew things that I've gone through. It wasn't pretty, but I really didn't like it, so I cannot be used by God. That's a lie, and that's a lie from the pit of hell. You can be used. That's the trick of the enemy, making you feel like you can't be used. But, oh, yes, you can be used. So allow God to use you. And I bless God for him, for the repair center. Just like he said, let God repair you. God had to break him down to build him back up. God breaks us down all the time to build us back up. To be like Nehemiah. Nehemiah has such a passion to do the work of the Lord until he went to his boss and said, hey, I got to go to rebuild the wall. But look at God and how God seemed favored, gave him favor and gave him resources. So on today, be encouraged. If you feel God nudging you and pulling on you for you to do his work, go ahead and do the work. Let me tell you something. Even if you fell back 10 times, okay, get back up and try it again. Don't allow folks to count you out. God didn't count you out. And sometimes we count ourselves out because we feel as though, oh, my God, God, I done failed again. I done failed it again. I done fell back into the bad relationship again. Get back up and start moving. You hear me? Get back up and start moving and doing the work. Amen. So my broadcast is getting ready to end. I just want to say hello to you and be encouraged and step out on those things and stop beating yourself up. Just try it again. God forgiving us 70 times 7. You know how many 70 times 7, how many times that is? Whew. So don't beat up yourself. So I just want to say, hey, Sandy, I see you, Gene Hunter. I see you, Celis Pearsall. How are you? Felice, good morning. Amen. I see you, Mousy. How are you? Sir John is on here. I see you, Daryl Roberts. How are you? I see you, Nakia Brown. How are you, Nakia? And she's from the Repair Center. Yes, she is. Amen. Hi, Susan. How are you? I don't want to forget anybody on here. Sometimes it's so hard for me to see everybody that's on here. How, Manish, how are you? I'm sorry if I'm saying your name incorrectly. Hi, Evangelist Della, how are you? Let me just see. Hi, Egypt Marie, how are you? Hi, Doreen. Okay, I think, I know my mama is texting me some names too. So just hold on tight, you guys. Just don't want to miss anybody. Hi, Aunt Star. Hi, Michelle Blakemore. Okay. Okay. And pray for Adele in the hospital. Amen. So, amen. And hello, everybody. So you're ready to get off of here. I hope you have been inspired. Tune into the Repair Center on this evening. Yes, go to Repair Center on Facebook. And hello to the ones on YouTube have jumped on here. So I'm going to pray out on today. This has been so awesome. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, and I lift you up and I give you the power. Praise, oh God, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for moving. I thank you for shaking up things, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for allowing us to step out in you, Father. Lord, we pray, Father God, for Adele right now who's in the hospital there, God. God, we pray, Father God, for healing right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I know that you're able to move. I know you're able to heal, God. Do it right now, Father. See, bring comfort to the family on today, Father. Move like never before, God, and create a miracle in Adele in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I bless you. God, I thank you, Lord God, for moving. Touch everyone here on this prayer call on today, Father God. Touch everyone here that's on YouTube, who have dialed in, that's on Facebook Live, Father. Those who may watch the replay, Father. Move like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for allowing us to step out. Give us the courage, dear God. Give us the strength that we need, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name and we thank you. We lift you up, Father God. We do thank you, God, for putting a hedge of protection around us, God, for loving us more than we love ourselves, Father. Give us the courage to step out. Give us the courage, dear Father God, to come out of our own shell. Give us the confidence we need, Father, in you, so we can move forward with your work, Lord God. Oh, God, we do thank you, Lord God. I thank you for Pastor John Goodmore today, for you moving within him, God. Touch the repair center. Touch his whole team, God. Use him right now for your glory, God. We do thank you for everything that he's doing there, Father, that was the repair center. We thank you for his team, Father God, for building the repair center with them. We do thank you, God. We thank you for Hope Victorious on today, God. We thank you for moving, for touching my family. Touch everybody's family on here. But most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, down the cross for our sins. You say in our word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Hi, Wendy. How are you? Know that he is on your side. Hallelujah. I like what you said, Mousy. Never stuck. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God bless you all. I see you all again on next Tuesday at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Pacific Standard Time is 7 a.m. in the morning. And Central Standard Time is 9 a.m. God bless you, and I see you all next week. Bye. God bless you, Lynn Wishadil. I pray God's healing upon you. God is a healer, and you got to believe that and remember that God is a healer. I'm going to put one of my favorite scriptures. I'm going to tag it into your name, so you repeat that. Each time I love it, heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, Lord, I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. I'm going to tag it to your name underneath the scripture, and this is what I say all the time on the daily. Amen. So God bless you, and I pray God's healing upon you. Amen.